Someone shared with me, Shua shared with me today or yesterday, that Shaila from a prominent Rav in the area, not in Five Towns, but beyond this area, was speaking about the current state of restaurants, that indoor dining, outdoor dining. So you go on Central Avenue, you see a number of the restaurants have set up tables and chairs outside. And the concern was, is this going to be what the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Amabez calls it, that ha'ochel b'shuk ha'rezeh doma l'kelev, one who eats in the shuk is like a dog, and yesh omen pasal l'edus, such a person who eating outside is like, is pasal l'edus. So I happened to be in the caller of Shechta yesterday, and I said, there's no way this is true, right? He's like, I don't know, maybe you should look into it a little bit. So I'm looking into it, so let's find out whether this is really true. If people eat outside the restaurant in the on the sidewalks, is that considered what the Gemara refers to as doma l'kelev and pasal l'edus according to the yesh omen? So it starts off as follows. The Rashi first explains what's the reason why such a person is pasul eidus. So Rashi says, because v'cheina ochel b'shuk hol v'ein makbid al kvodo, he doesn't care about his own honor. You know, bush lezalza batzmo, he doesn't have any embarrassment that he eats in front of other people, and therefore such a person is pasul. So Rashi says he just lacks the sensitivity to his own kavod, certainly to someone else's kavod. Tosas there asks a question. He says, if you look in the Yushalmi, however, the Yushalmi says there was a maisa that Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe was eating in the shuk, and Rabbi Meir saw and says, a Talmid Chacham shouldn't be eating in the shuk. Sounds like only a Talmid Chacham should not be eating in the shuk, but a regular person is allowed to. So what's the Gemara talking about here, that anyone who eats in the shuk is possible? So Tosus gives three answers. One, he says, Rabbi Nechananel explains, it's a guy who grabs something in the shuk. You're eating your, I don't know, shawarma, and he grabbed the shawarma from you. That's what he's referring to. Tosus says, well, that's gzela. That's a problem of gzela, let alone just eating the shuk. He says, no, it's a case where he ate pachas misha pruta. It wasn't really gzela. Fine. Second answer, Tosus, he says, from Harav Rabbi Eliyahu, he says, it's a situation where a guy's busy like eating at the stand, a little bit from here, a little bit of this ice cream, a little bit of that ice cream. He's just tasting from everything on the smorgasbord, and that's like a dog who just picks away at different things. That's what we're describing. The guy who's sitting down or standing up and having a meal, that's not like a dog. And the final answer is Rabbeinu Tam, that only when it comes to eating bread is it a problem, but eating fruit or something outside of bread, that would be permitted to be eaten outside. So we have three different answers in Tosfos. There is the sheet of the Rambam, however. The Rambam says, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, so that's why it's very important. The Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes them, Habzuyim psulin le'edus midireyam, those who are doing things that are disgraceful, v'heim ha'anashim sheholchin ve'olchin b'shuk b'fnei kol ha'am. There are people who eat and drink, we don't say drink, but walk and eat in front of kol ha'am. That's what the Mechaber says, and the Rambam says. So the Sma says, it's only if a person does this, Dafka b'fnei kol ha'am, says the Sma. Has to be in front of every single person. How do you define b'chol ha'am? Does it mean on a video camera on Zoom, not everyone could see what you're doing? So you have to be mechalik if it's off to the corner somewhere, or it's in the, you know, the main street, the Central Avenue. So if it's b'fnei ha'am, it's a problem. If it's out on some side street in the back, somewhere outside, that would be permitted. In your backyard, in your front yard, that would be allowed. But b'fnei ha'am, in front of Rosh Hashanah, that's a problem. But then the Bach says, no, there really are two requirements to pasul such a person. One is, has to be b'fnei kakol, in front of everyone. Number two is, the Rambam says, holchen, only if you're walking and eating. When you're walking and eating is a problem. But if you're sitting down at a table, you're standing up at a table, that would be a completely fine, according to the Bach. So Rav Menashe Klein, in one of his shuvas in Mishnah Halachos, he writes, right when he came to New York, he came to a chasana, and he saw a smorgasbord taking place. And he says, what's going on here? And then he writes in this tshuva, he says, the people walking around now are all pasul eidus. And the Masada Kedushin has to make sure that he shouldn't appoint such a person to be Eid Kedushin, because not only are they standing and walking and eating, they're also being mixing with the men and women together as well. This person's vade pasul eidus, maybe it's only chashash pasul eidus, but the Masada Kedushin needs to make sure not to appoint such a person. So this is what I think was being shared from the Rav, this particular tshuva. So at this stage, it sounds like it might be a problem. If you're walking around eating at smorgasbords, walking around eating up and down Central Avenue, it would be a problem. However, Rav Zilberstein says as follows. He writes in a tshuva that one should not disqualify such people from eating when it comes to sitting at a table. Meaning, if it comes to walking in the shuk, a person should not eat walking in the shuk, no matter who you are. Smorgasbords as well. If you want to take something, they always have tables. Not always so much, but take a table and sit down and eat like a mensch, or maybe stand up by one of those tall tables, but don't walk around eating like that. And be a mensch, sit down and have something, or stand up at a set table, that would be allowed. when it comes to sitting outside on the sidewalks, the restaurants we have nowadays, wherever, you know, I think the Bistro has it at that corner in Central Avenue and Rockaway Turnpike in front of the pizza stores, says Rav Zilberstein, that's not a problem for two reasons. Number one is that's completely fine because the Rambam and the Bach say only halich is a problem, only shaholchin for ochin. If you're sitting down like a mensch, that's completely fine. That's number one, he says. And number two is, he says, the whole reason why eating outside is a problem, the Marsha says, why are you compared to a dog? Because the way a dog acts, as the Marsha is, he goes to Mishum She'ein Mizona Shakel Matzah Bebayis. There's no food for him in the house, so he goes outside looking for food. But human beings, we have food in the house. We're not going outside. We're not acting like dogs. And therefore, it's not Dom Melakelev. And it's also not Behalicha. And therefore, Rav Zilberstein says it's completely fine. But he ends off with saying the following, Ein roi l'chacham lechol liad shulchan ha'omed ha'madrecha k'deish l'izgane b'fnei ha'brios. A person who's a Talmud Chacham or a position of whatever leadership, he should not eat on the table outside. Eat somewhere inside if possible, in the back, but not in front where everyone's walking up and down the streets. Not because of any halacha reasons, not because such a person is puzzle, but simply it's just not the right thing to do. So whenever I go out to restaurants, and I do go out to restaurants quite often, I'm always very uncomfortable going out to restaurants. I go with my friends once in a while to get out. I'm human, I'm normal, my wife. So we went, actually a few weeks ago, went out someplace. They always take me to some fancy place. So I make sure, now it was before dining in was allowed. It was only outdoor dining. I said, I'm only going if we get the outside in the back. If it's outside in the front, I'm not going. So we made sure to get the outside in the back, and we went. Because a person should make sure that you don't want to be sitting on the street and people walking up and down. It's not a proper way to eat. But in terms of the psul, it seems that Rav Zilberstein says it's completely fine. But at the same time, if your person is going to be walking out of smorgasbords, it seems like it's not the best thing to do. It's not b'fnei ko'am, it's not b'fnei ashuk, so you won't be puzzle. But still, the menschlich thing to do is to sit down when you get your food, like a mensch, and eat. Aside from the fact that you're having a whole suddah later on, just stop eating in terms of being a glutton. So I would say either eat the shmorg or the suddah, don't eat both. But that's just a separate point about how much a person should be eating. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue Monday night with some topic I don't know yet.